few people who experienced the first instalment of The Hangover will have forgotten it in a hurry. There was the missing bridegroom, the mysterious baby, the kidnapped tiger, and Mike Tyson's appalling attempt at acting. It was a zany, out-of-control Las Vegas buddy comedy which propelled Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms and Zach Galifianakis to worldwide fame, becoming one of the biggest grossing comedies of all time, and quite deservedly too. Well, this weekend they're back for another dose of mayhem on Shropshire's cinema screens in The Hangover 2. And given the success of their first madcap adventure, there's huge pressure on their shoulders this time round. The story is essentially the same. One of the gang is to get married, so they all head off to get trashed, and then wake up next morning with huge hangovers and very little recollection of what went on the night before. The action shifts to Thailand this time, and it's Stu, played by Ed Helms, who is due to tie the knot this time round. Although the plot's very similar to last time, Ed Helms says it still serves up some surprises.
It's still a movie that hinges on insane surprises. And I think that Todd and Craig Mazin and Scott Armstrong, who wrote the script, really delivered on some insane surprises.
It's fair to say The Hangover 2 is not nearly as satisfying as the first movie, although that would have been a difficult feat to achieve anyway. The alcohol and the drug-fueled bender has less plot, has fewer laughs, and less fun, and while the first film's cocktail of jokes managed to stay just on the right side of the line of decency, this one occasionally strays over it, and as a result, leaves a nasty taste in the mouth. Worst of all, though, the male characters that we took to our hearts first time round as roguish lads having a laugh, albeit a highly irresponsible one, are much less likeable this time out. So The Hangover 2 leaves a bit of a nasty taste, and it's a 5 out of 10.